Okay, we're recording. Welcome to episode one of the 12 Pound Podcast. My name is Robert, and I'm here with my mom, Bobby. Being our inaugural episode, I will tell you up front, this is a podcast about life's changes and how we hope to help you face them. Over the coming weeks, months, and we hope years, we want you to join our 12 Pound team for this accessible door into our community. As each week brings all of us new challenges, this podcast is meant to bridge the gap for you. So we're excited that you're coming along for this ride. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Well, Mom, since we are a new podcast, every single person who rates and reviews 12 Pounds favorably makes a huge difference. So if you're listening and enjoy that what we have to say, please take a quick second to rate and review. If you're one who prefers videos, our 12 Pound YouTube channel is up and running with our first few episodes, and we're recording now in your beautiful home. If you like what you see, please like and follow. All of our episodes are available on our website as well, 12poundpodcast.com. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsor, Maury's Piers. Maury's Piers, located on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey, our hometown, is a classic seaside amusement park, family-owned and operated since 1969. If you haven't been to Maury's Piers, what are you waiting for? Visit them at Surfside Pier, which features the Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club at 25th Avenue, Mariner's Landing Pier featuring Raging Waters Water Park at Skellinger Avenue, and the Adventure Pier at Spencer Avenue. We'll actually be up on the boardwalk all summer, interviewing visitors and giving away free boardwalk and water park passes. So look for us in front of Mariner's Landing Pier at Skellinger Avenue. We very much look forward to meeting you. So we did it.
We did it.
Here we are.
Here we are. It's so exciting.
Good. I'm glad you're excited.
I am excited. Do I look excited?
I think you look excited. We've got microphones. Yeah. It's official. We've got a laptop. I've got headphones on.
It's taken a minute. It's taken a minute to get here. Put out a lot of stuff, and we're coming soon. But we're here. And get ready. We're here. 12 Pounds on the air.
Well, with that, I mean, I think that's one of the things that I'm so excited about. So we came up with this concept of the 12 Pound Podcast. You obviously are a life coach, and you have been for several years, and I am unemployed, so I needed something to do.
Not for several years, by the way.
Not for several years, but for several months, having left the financial industry recently. So we were talking about what would be next for us, and for you, you were looking to get your business off the ground, which a lot of people are, particularly coming out of COVID. And this podcast world has grown exponentially. So we want to be part of that and grow that community as well. So we're super excited in that regard. And we came up with 12 pounds. Do you want to remind me how we came up with 12 pounds?
You forgot. Actually, you came up with 12 pounds. We were, you know, it's funny naming something. Sometimes it just takes a while to, and when it hits, you know, when it hits someone, it hit you, it just worked. I felt the same way about naming a kid. It's an important thing. You're giving something a name and it has to mean something. So
I know, I feel like people are so frivolous with their naming.
Very frivolous. You know, you don't get to pick your name. You know, I thought about that a lot, which is kind of, believe it or not, leading to where I'm going with the 12 Pound Podcast. Yeah, you don't get to pick your name. I pick it. Hopefully, you hope your kid likes it. Lots of times they don't. But 12 pounds, Rob called me and said, I think I've got it. And when you were born, you were 12 pounds, 3 ounces. But yes, that didn't sound so great as a name. So
we rounded down.
Rounded it right down rather than rounded up.
You rounded up as you had me.
Right. But Robert, you were 12 pounds when you were born, a little over 12 pounds. And it was a 12-pound problem. It was a 12-pound problem. And that's where all of this came from, and how it all started in your mind. A 12-pound problem because you were not a C-section. So if anybody can figure out, if not a C-section, what it would have been. Ding, 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 ding. Right?
It rhymes with Madge.
Yes, it rhymes with Madge. Right. So I had this 12-pound vaginal birth, and it was not pleasant. paralyzed bladder, had to have a nurse. It was a mess. Put it mildly, it was a mess. So you were my 12-pound problem. And it was a problem for a little while. It was a problem for a little while until it wasn't. And then the 12-pound problem became a 12-pound blessing. All of a sudden, good things started to appear from the damage bodily that was done. Good things started to appear, such as I had this big kid that almost slept through the night from the get-go, that seriously was in a swing-o-matic at like 2 weeks. You know, you would have thought...
Which were recalled after I lost a finger.
Which was recalled. Yeah, I'm not going to mention that. I did remember to strap you in. I think I forgot about that with your brother when he...
Went flying. That's why he doesn't visit.
That's why he doesn't come visit. Anyway, so it was a problem when we were talking, when you and I were talking about it. It was just so interesting that everyone has 12-pound problems. It may not be a vaginal birth, of a child, but you know, I talk to people all the time, and they're, what can you say, universal problems that people have that they think are, they're the only ones that are going through that, you know, that 12-pound problem. And once they get through it, it usually turns out to be a great learning lesson and most times a blessing. It takes you somewhere you didn't know you were going to go. So I love the name. I love the kid, which would be you. Sometimes they become a 12-pound problem again in life, and then again it's good and bad and up and down, and that's life.
So was your instinct to put me back in the swing-o-matic?
Yeah, you could be. There were times where, yeah, back in the swing-o-matic, unstrapped, you should have gone. But anyway, yeah, tell me a little bit more about when you were thinking about the name. Was it similar? Like the same kind of...
Yeah, when we first came up with the idea for the podcast, it was managing through change. We have been through a lot of change. So I was divorced 4 years ago. I moved to Philadelphia from New York City for the first time since I had left high school. And I knew that change was something that we had been through a lot over the last few years, and we had managed through it, sometimes successfully, sometimes not so successfully. So I was trying to think of what you and I had shared other than, you know, having both broken up with people recently, which I'm sure we'll start talking about more and more, and people will hear more and more about our lives, as well as, you know, us looking forward to hearing more about their lives. But that was something we shared. It was a story we've shared a lot over the years. I've shared that story over the years. I always get a good laugh. People are always amazed that you are even alive. People can't believe that I'm not 7 feet tall. Some people who know a little bit better, you know, will typically ask me if I'm diabetic. Things that, you know, you mention. I knew we'd shared that experience together. So I guess I wanted to go back to the fundamental experience that you and I had as mother and son, which was, you know, coming into this world and being born. And in our case, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for you. I was born in Virginia. You were away from home. So I knew that feeling as well. Going through something substantial when you're not home can be really hard. I went through my divorce initially when I wasn't home. I was in New York. So you feel so far removed from your family. And I just wanted to reconnect with everybody. And reconnecting is hard. It can be scary, especially having not spoken in depth or openly with your family in a long time. That's a skill that I've had to learn over the last 4 years through coaching and therapy. And it took me to a place where I feel like, once again, this sounds totally cliche, but reborn in a way. You know, I've been reborn back to the place where I'm from, getting back to the person I was when I left here, and doing it with close to family. probably too close. I don't think I'm going to be able to date anytime soon. Once people find out I'm working with my mother.
It's a possibility. If you've given that some thought, I'm sure.
I have. I'm worried. You're quite charming. So
thank
I
you.
Was worried
thank
that
you.
They, it might be them. It might be you that they're after.
Could be. It could be. You know, it's funny. You're talking about your birth weight. It doesn't come up too much for me anymore. It's been, you know, it's been a long time ago. But I often laugh when going to a gynecologist after you were, you know, when you're of that age where you make your annual visit. And this may be too much information, but that's too bad. And you'd be, you know, having your exam.
I'm just to clarify, talking about your vagina earlier was not too much information.
That was fine.
This is now too
this
much
is,
information.
This could be. But I find it amusing. So anyway, you're having this exam.
This is a family podcast, by the way.
And the gynecologist would always go, because we had moved. Oh, my. And it's pretty funny when you're in that position, when somebody says, wow. it's great. It was great. And I'd be like, I know what they're wowing about. But of course, it was always a segue into a joke, you know, for them. And they'd get embarrassed. And it was fun for me. But so you gave me that. You know, the 12-pound problem.
I gave you a huge vagina.
You gave me, no, a huge episiotomy. But, yeah, that's, just thought I would add that. That was part of the 12-pound problem. You know, interestingly enough, your brother was 10 pounds something. You, by the way, Robert, I don't think we've even mentioned, were 1 month overdue. So you were just freeloading. hopefully never to do that again.
I hope not.
So 1 month, it was, come on, you know, let's go, let's get. So that's one of the reasons for your size. Luckily, Doug was a day early, so he was only 10 pounds. But you did pave the way. You did, you know, such a service.
That's what the oldest siblings do.
That's it. You paved the way for your brother. But so that's what the 12-pound podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about 12-pound so-called problems that we all are familiar with, whether it's change, whether it's boundaries, whether it's communication, there's so many, many different things, especially in the world we live in today. It's not easy. You know, it's not easy for people, and it becomes even more difficult when you think you're going through it alone, and you're not. You're just not. So we're here to talk about things that we've been through, hopefully adding some humor. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring people in. We're going to have question and answers. We're going to eventually have some guests that will add something to whatever it is that we're discussing. And inclusion. You know, to feel included. I remember as a young person, I'm hoping we're going to include younger people. I'm certainly of a generation. I don't even know what generation I am. Baby boomer. And you are what? What are you?
Yeah, I'm Gen X.
Gen X.
Yeah. So I'm comfortably Gen X.
Yeah. And you know, and I know that all of these things, just the few that I mentioned, I don't care how old you are, you know, 20-some-year-olds have boundary issues. They feel alone. They feel like nobody understands them. Nobody hears them. You know, it's so universal. And it really helps to hear that someone else is going through it, not only going through it, has been through it, and come out the other side. Just like the 12 pounds of you came out. Well, wasn't the other side, but...
It was the right side.
The right side. Right. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. And we hope that you're going to take the ride with us. That's why we had the roller coaster. And besides Maury's Pier, which is just wonderful that they are partnering with us. I'm really excited about that. I love the boardwalk. Everything. Eat your way up and down the boardwalk, the roller coaster. I love all of it. And Maury's Pier is just a staple. It's just a staple. So we are thrilled to have them with us.
Yeah, it's fun. It was my first job ever down in Wildwood was up on the boardwalk, and it was working for Maurice Piers. I was a lifeguard at the water park, actually at Mariner's Landing, where we're going to be this coming weekend, recording our segments for On the Boards, where we are up on the boardwalk talking to visitors about their experiences and then sharing with them our own, as well as free boardwalk and water park passes from Maurice Piers, who is our exclusive sponsor these first five episodes.
Yeah, we have some of our episodes. We can even give you a little preview into, or a little insight into, what's coming up next, which should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun as well as interesting. The name of that episode is Mother Knows Best. And to all you mothers out there, you know we do. Anybody my age remembers a show called Father Knows Best, which actually was a great show. But there wasn't a Mother Knows Best. But anyway, that show is going to be about, I guess it started with the relationship thing that I always said to you, let me pick the next one. Let me pick the next one. You know, I think I could do a better job in selection. Not that there was anything wrong with people, but sometimes it's, you know, people looking from the outside. So that's how the whole Mother Knows Best thing came up. And I think it should be a really interesting episode. And hopefully you'll be tuning into all of them and subscribing, like you were saying, because we want you to come along with us for this ride.
So basically this is turning into a dating show. We're right. Now the this is The Bachelor.
It's The Bachelor. That's
and
right.
Instead of a host, it's my mom.
No, I thought about that. You know, I thought about that with the, you know, making it a little more real.
Maurice Piers wants to make it very real. You know, there's a beautiful Ferris wheel on Maurice Piers, and they would like you to ride with my, I guess I would be the suitor. So they would want you to ride around the Ferris wheel with anybody that I might potentially date. And then if you like them.
I like it.
I'll get on with them.
To ride with them first.
You go first.
Wow.
And then if you like them, I'll get on the car and then I'll ride around with them.
Okay.
But if you don't like them, they'll be.
You open the little gate, the little door, and off they go.
Well, it's, you know, we're carnies, so we might throw them off into the pool.
Thank you so much. Check, please.
Yeah. So that was that was some of the ideas that we had tossed around. We had talked about the roller coaster, but.
Yeah, that's a little speedy.
A little speedy.
I don't know how long the actual Ferris wheel takes to make that circle. It could be too short in some cases.
It could be.
Or it could be way too long.
So in that case, you could ask to go around again if it's somebody you like.
You, actually.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's sort of a speed dating on the Ferris wheel.
So Mother Knows Best. Yes, we're going to talk about that. So, and then really what that was, you know, for when we were talking about that episode initially, is that I, you know, I'd been married for 13 years. And then as I was going through a divorce, dating was new for me. Meeting people that I, you know, I as an adult, because I had met, you know, my ex when I was in college. So that was all new. It looked like a very, very tall mountain. Dating. Having looked at that, I mean, I had never been on a dating app. I had never done anything even close to that. So I know we're going to talk a lot more about that on the episode, but it felt like a big feat to have to go there. And I wish I stopped and, you know, I wish I paused initially, and, you know, kind of figured out who I was and what was going to be next. But, you know, as things go, you know, it's good to get out there. I think that was interesting for me. That was the advice I got initially from men, was get out there as fast as you can.
Oh, that was the advice from interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because Mother Knows Best would say, no, take your time.
Friends know worse.
Right. Get out there immediately.
Friends were like, get out there, have fun. You know, you're old.
Right.
Find someone
The meter's
young.
Running.
Meter's running.
Yeah, and once again, to everybody that's listening to this episode, I think most of us have had a breakup, not maybe not a divorce, but a breakup or a heartbreak or the breaker upper or whatever it was, and been through that. You know, that's what we call the 12-pound problem. And how did you come out? You know, how did you come out? It could have been a long time ago, but chances are you came out the other side and learned a lot from it. Hopefully learned a lot from it. Who to listen to? Usually a good idea is to listen to yourself, but these are all problems. I just can't say it enough, you know, that we all share, and we want to share it with you, with you, our audience.
As you think about yourself as a coach, most of your coaching before COVID would have been done in person or over the phone. As you're thinking about your audience, how do you think your audience can interact with you in a way that they feel like they're taking away coaching advice through a podcast?
You know, I think it's just listening to a conversation about a topic that, you know, I know at least for myself, and you can tell me, you know, if you relate to that. When I'm listening to people talking about something, you know, being in, you know, a group of people and you're listening, that's another interesting episode is just listening. Are you listening? Are you listening? Hello? Are you listening? It's such a skill. But in listening to people, you, what was the question, Rob?
I don't know. I wasn't listening to a word you were just saying. I think you said something about 12 pounds and carnival rides.
Right. How much I love the roller coaster.
I think something I thought a lot about when we were considering topics and how to utilize, you know, this forum to discuss different topics is that coaching isn't cheap. You know, it's something that you you know, have to pay for. It's a luxury to be able to make the time to find coaching. So the podcast forum, this conversation, you know, discussing change through conversation is something that resonated with me. I have found that over the years, when I have an opportunity to hear people who have been through something similar that I have, it automatically makes me feel like I'm not alone. And once I feel like I'm not alone, I feel like I can share more. And then once I start sharing more, I feel more secure in the decisions that I'm making. And then once those decisions are made, because I didn't do them reflexively, I feel better when a mistake happens. So all of that comes together and it just makes me feel like I've got a better sense of who I am. And it all started with hearing somebody's story.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I've suffered a lot over the years with, you know, stress, anxiety, definitely type A, you know, that when would you like something done yesterday type personality. And sometimes that you feel very alone with that because people, a lot of people don't understand that. And you, what I was talking about before, it in listening to other people, and especially, you know, when I was younger, you realize that you are so not alone with that. And it instantly, it can instantly de-stress you on the spot, at least for that period of time. It's like, well, you take a deep breath and you say, yeah, this, I'm not alone in this. You know, there's so much of this going on. And then once you've heard that, you also hear how people deal with it. You know, how that's what we want you to hear, too, is you meaning our listeners, because you might get something from that. It might not be, work for you. You know, it might not exactly work for you. But when you hear different things that have been tried or where it led someone, or that's what coaching's about. Coaching is different than therapy. Coaching is through questioning and listening. Someone is actually figuring out for themselves what their best move is, what the best thing for them to do is. Because if you figure it out for yourself, rather than somebody telling you, this is what I think you should do. A lot of people are really good at what they think you should do. And I'll say that again. I think the person that knows you the best, or you hope will know you the best, is you. and hopefully hearing our stories, which I want to be open and honest and, you know, filled with humor. You know, I when we started this, you know, we said, Rob, that we want to engage and we want to entertain and we want to inform, you know, inform people. And that's the goal. And hopefully, you know, we don't stray from it. Back to you were talking about on the boards. That's going to be really, really fun. Not so much in the, I don't know, coaching people, but just hearing what people have to say up on the boardwalk on vacation, you know, where they're coming from. I think that's going to be really, really interesting and exciting. And I hope that we will be letting you know where we are and what we're doing up there, because we certainly would like some of our listeners to come up and enjoy that and find us for some, possibly some free from some free passes, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and the website also will have a Q&A, so you can submit questions in and we can answer those questions. We have given you the impression that we live troubled lives when there's not as troubled as some of you. They're different troubles, I should say. So, you know, we recognize that it'll be good for us to hear from you all in terms of, you know, in terms of your experiences and what you've been through. So we're excited for that as well. So it's going to be a combination of being up on the boardwalk, having people have the opportunity to ask questions through the website. Eventually, we'll probably do a dial-in as well when we set up something a little bit more formal. And yeah, and we'll make this something that we hope that you can all participate in. One of the things I think about with coaching is that you're part of a team. So we want this 12-pound team to be inclusive of everyone who has questions about what they're going through in their lives. So we're very happy that you're all a part of it. And Mom, I'm happy that we're doing this together.
I am too. I wanted to just throw in, you said, you know, you were talking about, you know, finances and being able to hire a coach, or whether it's therapy or a coach, or you need someone to talk to other than possibly, you know, a relative who, as much as they want to help, can be sometimes somewhat judgmental. You're looking for someone to just listen with no opinion.
I feel like you're looking at me when you're saying that.
Was I looking hard? I felt like I was too. It didn't mean anything.
I feel like I'm being judged.
It didn't mean anything. Really.
That's good. I'm going to write this as a new episode.
But the
being judged by your mother.
No episode. The financial part that you mentioned is really important, because so many people, and at points in my life, including myself, you know, don't have that kind of money. Health insurance usually doesn't cover. So that was the other reason to get something like this started, where people can listen to an episode, call in questions, and get some help, some coaching, and have access to it. Because that, to me, is very important.
Yeah, I think where most people get access to coaching these days is actually through their companies. And I always found that to be interesting, because when companies are offering coaching to you, what they're really offering is you to be a more efficient worker. And although
there's a method to the madness.
Exactly. Yeah. So although it seems altruistic, it's like, you know, on Wall Street, they used to offer free food on the trading desk. And it sounds great that you've got this access to like a food cart at the end of your desk. But really what that means is that you have
didn't
no incentive
leave for
to
lunch.
Leave. Right. So, you know, and I think it's great that companies are starting to, you know, turn on to the importance of coaching and why it's a valuable tool for people. But a lot of times it can be used in more than just work. And I think that's what also this is about. There's a little bit of work. You know, I had almost 25 years in finance. You've, you know, been a teacher. We've worked in real estate. You've launched small businesses. So it's incorporating life with economy, and we want this to be economical for people, so that economics will hopefully you know transfer into something.
It's important.
I say important things.
We're
going to do a word count at the end of this, and I'm pretty sure you've said more words, but mine had more gravity.
Oh,
speaking of gravity, I don't know if the gravitron is still up on Maury's Piers. But Maury's Piers, once again, is located on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey. It is a classic seaside amusement park, really one of the jewels of the eastern United States. It's family owned and operated since the late 60s by the Maury's family. They're in their third generation now, which is exciting for us as people who are from this area to have known all of these different family members. And if you haven't been to Maury's Pier, I asked you before, what are you waiting for? Visit them at Surfside Pier, featuring the Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club at 25th Avenue, Mariner's Landing Pier, featuring Raging Waters Water Park at Skellinger Avenue, and of course Adventure Pier at Spencer Avenue. That's where the Great White Roller Coaster is, a beautiful wooden roller coaster that you can see some photographs on our website of. So with that, I think we're going to all be up on the boardwalk this summer. We look forward to seeing you. Mom, I look forward to going on this journey with you. We started... Started in the... I don't know where I started. It started in Fairfax, Virginia.
It's where it started.
Where I started.
It's and where then it started.
Now we're moving forward in Wildwood in Cape May County.
In the infamous, or is it infamous or famous, whatever,
famous
words of the obstetrician, this is one of the largest babies you will see born vaginally. Is it vaginally? Vaginally.
I can see that being exactly said about this podcast.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. On that note.
On that note, thank you so much. Tune in next week where we're going to be talking about dating in your 40s. When your mother is arranging your partners. Okay, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Lucy of the Margate Sands, made of dreams and no tin cans. She's no diamond, fellas, but she shines the same. With skin just like an alley book, there's no getting through to her. She loves everyone, don't matter whence they came. And if she were but not so grand, and I could set her in a ring, I would put her on your finger, and when I took your hand, I'd sing la-dee-da-dee-da. I'd sing la-dee-da-dee-da.